வந்தேஹம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 2nd of April, 1975, in Mayapur, India.
Take the chemicals and combine them together in a test tube so that a soul can enter into that.
God
and
is your not father's servant that he will arrange to bring this soul. You are God's servant.
So you cannot be done then?
No. If you bring, you can bring soul by some arrangement, then we shall think that you are better than God.
Gotcha.
But you are rascal, you are thinking like that. You cannot do that. Because you are rascal number one, you are thinking like that. God will not agree to send a soul to your arrangement. You should always remember that you are servant of God. God is not your servant. That is knowledge.
Sure.
Huh?
I just wanted to ask that question.
Thank you. Don't try to make God your servant. That is foolishness. You must always agree that I am servant.
Because in the class that I asked that question, because we're saying, well, there's no question of creating life. We're agreeing that the soul already exists, but can a scientist claims he'll create the conditions at which a soul will enter, do we accept that premise? Mm. And I thought no, because that's giving them much too much ground. That if we say that by their definition, then they can say, I'm creating life. I don't want to argue over the existence or not of the soul, but I'll arrange all the chemicals for you.
But where is that chemical combination that grows a soul, generate a soul? Even if you have got the chemicals, you cannot do it.
Whether it's true or not, somebody was claiming to me that the scientists are creating primitive forms of life like enzymes and things like this, because enzymes are produced by life. They show certain living tendencies. The scientists claim they are able to create enzymes.
So what is the credit? The enzymes are being naturally created and the soul is there. So what is his credit? The ailment is already there automatically. The secretion between the man and the woman, and they mix together, emulsify, and the situation is created and the soul comes there. The soul is injected through the semina of the man. It is already arranged. So what is your credit?
And say the credit is that we are doing these things in the laboratory without the presence of the soul. They are not being produced by any living organism.
Huh?
They are not being produced by any living organism.
No. That is your foolishness. Living organism is there. Just like we find something, the same argument. Vrishchik tandulna. Vrishchik, the scorpion is coming out of the heaps of rice. It does not mean the rice is pulling the scorpion. That is foolishness. Rice, the heaps of rice, it does not create any scorpion. Four sources of life अंडज उद्भिज जरायुज एंड छेदज 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 मीन्स जस्ट लाइक दिस बग्स वेट फ्रॉम द बग्स इन द बेड कम इज देर एनी लेबोरेटरी अरेंजमेंट
नो
वाई दिस रास्कल डोंट अंडरस्टैंड Bugs come from the perspiration. So, in the perspiration, there is all chemicals, and the bug is coming. Now, where is their chemical? Who has put here chemical? This grass is coming. How it is coming?
Chemicals are coming from the perspiration.
No, that is another.
See,
this. Grass is coming out of the earth. Where from it is coming? Who has put the chemical? And the eggs of the birds, they are produced in the womb of the birds, and from there the life is coming, the bird is coming. What is the chemical?
Well, that's just a complex chemical reaction. Can't explain it.
But it can explain. That means you are fool. You remain fool. Don't try to expose yourself, nonsense. You are a rascal number one, you remain rascal number one. And when the neck is caught up, he said, yes, it is complex, we shall see in the future. Why future? Well, what is about now?
Well, 100 years ago we couldn't make this movie camera either, but now they're producing easily.
That's all right. But you cannot do this business. This is an art. 100 years ago, people could not produce electricity by mixing two air.
Yeah.
That is an art. It is artist, what is called craftsmanship. 100 years you could not produce motor car. But that does not mean you have become God. You rascal.
Well, isn't God just a craftsman also?
Yes, he is everything. He's everything, but not a fool like you. That's all.
Srila Prabhupada, is there a jiva? Is there a spirit soul in every sperm cell? Mm. Or does the spirit soul only come to a particular sperm cell? Or is there one in every sperm cell and the condition isn't right, so then it dies before it, it leaves before it actually forms a body?
Yeah, the sperm, generally, in every sperm soul, there is spirit soul. But sometimes we put checks. The contraceptive method means putting check. Just like you pollute the milk, then it loses its strength. So similarly, there are other circumstances which checks the sperm to inject soul. Muras. They are muras, means rascals, and they are exposing more and more. They are yets, they are muras. And another set of rascals, and it's called recognizing, yes? You take this degree. Vyaparishu vyaparam junara kartamichyati chamura hannate kilat pati va banarava. Banara means monkey. One monkey, there was a woodcutter. What is called woodcutter?
Carpenter.
Lumberjack.
Cuts trees. Cuts trees?
No. Formerly with saw, they used to make planks from big meat. What is it?
Sawmill?
Carpenter.
Not a sawmill is long. Formerly they were doing it hand.
Carpenter.
Not carpenter. All right, the man who used to backpacker do big plans. And after finishing the business, he would put one, what is called plug, so that it may not again jump. Yes. So one monkey came. The monkey came, he began to, as his business, and the plug was stagnant, and his half part of the body jumped. And then, who is coming to help him? He died. So, this is not his business. He's a monkey. And he wanted to do that business. Similarly, these things are directly in the hands of God. And these monkeys are coming to get out the plant. That's it. So, they die simply, that's all. Like the monkey. They'll never be able to successfully produce soul and these things.
Well, couldn't the scientists say that it's God's will that when there is a...
Now, according to their theory, there was no human being. And from uncivilized man, they have taken to science. Say, for last 200 years. Before that, how things were going on without these rascals?
They say uncivilized.
Uncivilized, and they are he was producing this soul man. They are uncivilized. Such nice. That is another exposure of the rascal now.
They say modern man is living much more comfortably than he did 200 years ago.
Yeah.
Our advancement.
What is that comparable? Give me the example of comfort.
Air conditioning.
Music.
Cameras.
Tape recorders.
These are comfortable?
Automobiles. Aeroplanes.
Well, they enable comfort. A person can lie down in his comfortable bed in his nice apartment and listen to music out of the wall.
But what about his death? How uncomfortably dying?
Well, we can't change that.
Then what you can change?
But they can give you drugs to make death so you don't feel it.
Yeah, you can die in your sleep.
So that means another death. You check death by death. <There's some. laughs> These are all rascals. You are not yet convinced that these they are rascals. That is your defect.
I went to see my grandfather when he was dying. They said, we have a nice arrangement. He's going to die in 2 weeks. Don't tell him. He'll die peacefully in his sleep. Is there a range?
Coma.
Many of the scientists actually believe in God. And they think that by experimentation, they'll come to understand God more and more.
That is another thing. That we admire, that you are trying to understand God. But there is no God, and they are becoming God. That is not.
Srila Prabhupada?
Mm-hmm.
Some people say that Darwin was paid by the British
to
make propaganda against religion.
Not against religion, against Indian culture.
Against Indian culture.
British has made so many attempts that Indians were uncivilized, and we have come here to make them civilized.
But for colonialism.
Yes, because there are other powers. So, they are envious. Why these rascals, they occupy India? So just to support this occupation, occupation, and they made so many problems. Even during Gandhi's movement, they engaged one American woman to write a book, Mother India. So in that Mother India is simply full of stories where there are so defects. Suppose a priest in the temple is attached with some woman like that. So many stories like that. So, one Punjabi, what is his name? Goba. He counteracted that book, Uncle Sam. So, these things are going on.
Is that where that name came from, Uncle Sam?
Uncle Sam is American? What?
Yes.
No. And he described the American life so badly.
Is there any...
And Gandhi said, this Mother India is the drain inspector's report.
The drain inspector?
Yes. Sewage inspector report. These things will go on so long, people will remain in darkness about Krishna consciousness. These things, rubbish things will go on. I will find out fault in him, he will find out fault in me. That's all. Because the basic principle of material civilization is envy. I do not like you, you do not like me. Yes. Envy. Everyone. Individually, nationally, socially, family-wise. Everyone is envious. That is the material disease. And therefore, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, Dharma prajjita kavita paratra parama nirmatsarana. Those who are interested in superfluous religious system, cheating system of religion, just like the Christian, they say that Christ has taken contract for all our sinful actions.
Yes.
This is a cheating system. Once Christ advised that you should not act sinfully, and then he takes contract for all your sinful life. How cheating it is. Directly cheating.
Who was cheating?
These so-called Christians, they say that we are very weak, cannot restrain ourselves from sinful activities. So, we believe in Christ, and he has taken contract for suffering.
So let us go on sinning.
Yes.
Kill him again.
This is their philosophy. And as they pass laws in the parliament, similarly, these churches approve, yes, homosexuality is all right. Then it is all right. This cheating system is there. Similar cheating system in the Hindus also. You'll find in Calcutta and College Street so many butcher houses, and they have kept on goddess Kali. We are eating mother Kali's prasad.
Kali eats meat?
Kali does not eat meat, but it is the Shastra's injunction that those who are unable to give up meat eating, they may sacrifice one goat, not cow, one small animal before the goddess Kali on Amavasya day, night, not day, and they can eat it.
If it's offered, though, who accepts it? Whose prasadam is it? Who takes it?
The prasadam is not that meat is not taken by Kali, but it is taken by the witches and others, associates of Kali.
In Srimad Bhagavatam, you write that Goddess Kali takes the prasadam of her husband, Lord Shiva.
Yes.
So therefore she is vegetarian.
Yes.
You were talking about enviousness, Srila Prabhupada. Mm. And we see that this even sometimes pervades in our own society.
Because you are not yet perfect. That means you are not yet perfect. You are trying to be perfect. Now be perfect.
Is there a way, a specific way to counteract this bad quality of enviousness?
And let's chant Hare Krishna. Cleans your mind. All dirty things will go. Because you neglect to chant regularly, therefore the dirty things remain.
One devotee was talking with a Mayavadi sannyasi, famous sannyasi. So he said that your desire to attain mukti, that is a material desire.
Now we don't want mukti.
Yes. So
mukti flatters me. Please accept me. We don't want mukti.
So the devotee went on to want to become one with the Lord. That is material desire. So the Mayavadi, he answered, he said, no. He said, to want to remain separate from the Lord and enjoy rasa or exchange with Him, that is also material desire. Because you want to stay too, God and you, so you can be separate just so you can enjoy an exchange. That is also desire.
Therefore, because we have no brain, therefore we cannot understand the rasas with Krishna, that is spiritual, that is not material. Ananda rasa, ananda chinmaya rasa pratibhadam. That is the Vedic statement. There is chinmaya in the spiritual world. There is ananda. You have no knowledge. You are due to your poor fund of knowledge. You think that in the spiritual world there is no rasa. It is simply void. Negation of this rasa. Just like a diseased man, he practiced to drink bitter medicine and pass stool on the bed, and so many inconveniences. So if some of his friends says, when he'll be cured, he'll be able to pass stool in the laboratory, you know, haven't got to pass through. Then he shudders. Again I have to pass through. After I become cured. Again I have to eat. No, this is not good. Make it zero. He has no idea what is the meaning of passing through in a healthy state. It refreshes the body. We get good energy. That he cannot conceive. He thinks that if there is passing of stool again, then it must be the same suffering as I am undergoing now in this country. So the Mayavadi's idea of spiritual life means negation of this material activities. But they have no idea that similar activities are there in spiritual life, but that is not material. That is their poor fundamental. Therefore, you are not understanding Chaitanya Charitamrita. The Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikriti Allah Dini Shaktiyas. That I am explaining for the last few days. That is not at all this material. So unless there is loving affair in the spiritual world, how here it is as parvata reflection. It is the abhat reflection of the reality. The reality is there. That they cannot understand. That is also hinted in the Bhagavad Gita that there is another feature or another nature. Parastasmatu bhava anya, which is sanatan, which is eternal. Here the rasas, on account of being material. They are flickering. There, real rasa is permanent. Here the loving affairs between two parties finished as soon as the body is finished. But there is no question of finishing, increasing. Anandambudhi vardhanam, increasing. In reality, what I am, that can be understood through devotional service, not by karma, jnana, yoga. Right. Give this example, the authoritative statement of Krishna, that bhaktya mama vijana.
I didn't speak with him, another devotee did.
Huh?
Another devotee spoke with this person.
So, what is their answer? That you cannot understand Krishna, as Krishna says, without bhakti.
Well, they might answer that that's all right for understanding Krishna, but the highest state is to merge with God, and then there's no more living entity, no more God, everything becomes one.
That means you have become more than Krishna. One who states like that, he has become more than Krishna.
Yes, they believe. Not more than Krishna, same as Krishna.
Oh, he's not. He does not know what is Krishna. Krishna says that, my dear Arjun, you, me, and all the soldiers, they existed before, and they are existing now, and they will exist in the future. So, where is merging? Merging is suicide. It is a spiritual suicide. Disgusted with this material affair is like sometimes a man being disgusted with this material world, he commits suicide. So this merging is also a kind of suicide.
But Brahman always exists.
Huh?
Brahman always exists. We're not saying that Brahman stops existing, so these living entities,
yes, again they will come.
They're all Brahman, so they'll continue to exist. Brahman doesn't stop existing.
Everything exists. For the time being, he may merge. Then again he will come to India. Let's go together. Arujya kichena parang padang tatha patanti adha. Patanti adha. Even they become merged into the existence of Brahma, again they come back. Because there is no ashraya. Just like these airplanes or the jets, they have invented very good machine, 18,000 miles per hour, going very high. But there is no place, they come down again. That is a fact. What is the use of going so high, 18,000 miles per hour, and travel, and then again come back? Why do you take unnecessary trouble if you cannot stay there? You migrated from Europe and other countries to America. You got shelter. You stayed there. That colonization was successful. But if you are going to colonize in the moon and there is no place to stay, then why you are spending so much money? Unnecessary. What is this foolishness? And they stopped now. So in this way, they are trying to merge into the Brahma effulgence. But what to stay? They can stay in the Brahma effulgence as minute particle of soul. But the soul wants ananda. So what is ananda there? So when they cannot get ananda, real ananda, then again it was better to live in the material world. They come back again. That is statement of the shastra. Arujakachena Paranga Padanga Tata Patan Tiyadho. They may go very high, same way as the jets are going, but there is no shelter. Shelter is the lotus feet of Krishna. Without shelter, they cannot remain there. And because by nature he wants ananda, and suppose if you remain in the sky for many, many years, would you feel very comfortable? Then you have to come back again. What is the use of being falsely proud? Now you have invented the machine, you can go 18,000 miles per hour and up in the sky. That's all right. But what is the benefit out of it? Without ananda, without society, friendship, and love, you cannot be happy in the vacant sky. Then you'll have to seek again. Give me some shelter. It is all false.
Srila Prabhupada, a question arose the other day in class. If there was a difference between a Brahman-realized yogi and a Mayavadi, someone like the Kumaras, were the Kumaras, before they became attracted to Vishnu, were they Mayavadis?
Not Mayavadis.
Impersonal.
Huh? Impersonal.
What is the difference between an impersonalist and a Mayavadi?
Very little difference. But it's still very different.
Mayavadis are offended.
Mayavadi means they are speaking that everything is Maya. Krishna is also Maya. Yeah. And impersonalist means they are thinking that to merge into the Brahma effulgence is better than to keep our personal identity.
Prabhupada, this Professor Dimmock was going to arrange a Vaishnava conference at which we were going to attend, you know, yourself was going to be invited with many professors. But I received a report from one of the professors that when they tried to contact other professors, none of them wanted to come because they said more or less that we are like fanatics and we wouldn't actually discuss things in a philosophic way, that we would just use the conference to proselytize. So in this way they're rejecting us from... We don't need them.
Our business is gone. And there will be many Professor Dimas to support it. And that is it.
We're not going to compromise to please them.
The Bhagavad Gita is read all over the world. So we can better talk on the principles of Bhagavad Gita. Our philosophy is we present Bhagavad Gita as it is, without malinterpretation. So we want to defy everyone who is malinterpreting Bhagavad Gita. So we have to follow the authorities. And Bhagavad Gita is accepted as authority, otherwise why they are reading so widely all over the world, Bhagavad Gita? Why not come on this turn? Why you catch up so many literature? If on this basis there is a conference, that will be profitable. That if you accept Bhagavad Gita as authority, or one of the authorities, so you cannot misinterpret the statement in the Bhagavad Gita. But the Westerners are very expert in misinterpreting even their own Bible. We say that if you interpret any shastra, either Bible or Bhagavad Gita, then it is no more shastra. It is your play toy. by so-called your rascal vote, without any reason and with man right, you can do everything.
They sometimes say that because Bhagavad Gita was originally in the Sanskrit language, and that because now it's been translated into the English language, there is necessary interpretation.
No. Therefore, we are giving the original verse. What to what meaning? What is the interpretation necessary?
They say we interpret even in the word to word. They claim that we interpret even in word to word.
How do you do? Just like Dharma Kshetra, Kuru Kshetra. They interpret in different way the word Dharma Kshetra, Kuru Kshetra. It cannot be interpreted. Then how do you dare to say it, that we can interpret word to word? In the beginning, you cannot do it.
They claim that unless you speak Sanskrit, you have to interpret Bhagavad Gita.
Now that means if you are a nonsense, you better remain silent. Don't interpret. It is better not to talk than to talk nonsense. What is the meaning of that interpretation? If you do not know Sanskrit, stop speaking. Why do you make imagination?
So they're claimed you have to read the Gita in Sanskrit in order for it to be.
Nara, in the very beginning, it is said, Dharma Khetri, Kuru Khetri. Now interpret. What is your interpretation, Dharma Khetri? What is your interpretation, Kuru Khetri? Come on, in the beginning. They cannot interpret anything.
In that verse, Pariyaptam,
Bhimabhi Rakshitam.
That verse, Pariyaptam, Bhimabhi Rakshitam.
Yeah.
They make so many interpretations in that word.
How they can. Aparya, it is the other party says that Bhima is not so expert fighter. He is speaking to Bhishma there that you are so nice expert commander. Bhima is not so expert commander, therefore even they have got some soldiers, they will not be properly guided. This is the real meaning. How you can interpret? What is their interpretation?
They are simply making excuses.
Huh?
But in the end, they'll have to surrender to Krishna.
Yeah.